time, essentially, everyone was in the middle of a chaotic situation as Nara fogged everybody and Argus, quick thinking as Anya was fogged, got Reinhold and Lloyd to take Frin and Mads out to safety while also removing both himself and Anya from the flow of time. Anya was confronted with a memory of being accused of cheating, and then Argus saved Anya from that situation and sort of took Anya to a specifically different point in time weirdness. Meanwhile, Nara calmed down after they disappeared and went into sort of a cross-legged trance, and her eyes that were glowing red, suddenly everyone who was in a trance, their eyes also began to glow red, which includes, of course, Ida, who is there with Tiffany, who is the only person not tranced left in this room. Everyone else has run away. So it is just Tiffany and Ida, but Argus and Anya, you don't know relatively the time of this, but what us, the players slash the viewer, would know, when everyone's eyes turn red, it is in this liminal space that is outside of the realm of time, or rather inside of the realm of time. It seems odd that there is a violent gust of what feels like wind blowing past you both. Maybe this is a bit of a wake-up call, though you are still entranced in some sense, Anya. But it feels like there is a weight. It feels like there's something passing you. I just want, Argus, can you just describe what this liminal space is like?
It probably feels a bit like standing next to, like being on the banks of a river or something like that. Like you can't quite see it, but you can just feel this or hear this kind of rushing sound to, let's say, our right side, maybe Anya's left if she's facing me. And maybe it looks different to everybody, but it's more just like a dreamscape, perhaps. You know, it's whatever your mind needs to fill in the blanks as to, like, imagining you're on solid ground, or, you know, there's directionality of something around you, or like you said, a breeze passing you and things like that. Like, to me, I just imagine it's like we're in a natural area, like scrubland or something, with a rushing river next to it, cloudy skies kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this sort of overtook. So what was this memory of Anya's, which, you know, came from this fog, and I think the memory sort of like is pushed away and like turns into fog and dissipates as this new domain comes into view and this wind blows past you. And Argus, in your ears, you can hear like the whistling of wind in your ears. It's not wind, but it is wind. But for you, Anya, you feel this wind, but you also feel a familiar sensation that you are still tranced. There is still an allure to things of being in this state. It is intoxicating almost. And you feel this reminder that you can be forgiven by everyone. You won't feel alone anymore if you just let go. And it's that feeling that long ago, months ago at this point, you felt and gave into at that point. What is the interaction between you two?
Anya, look, it's just a dream. Like, look at where we are now. It's all imaginary. We just have to go back now. Don't you understand?
Don't I understand? What do you mean, don't I understand? I guess you understand, right? You get why this is. I felt so weak before, but
it's okay to feel weak. You don't need to run away from that feeling. Whatever you've been promised, I can't give you anything else, but it's not what you think it is. Listen to the river. That's where we need to be. We need to keep moving. We can't just stay in one place because it feels secure.
I'm so tired of moving, Arcus. I'm so tired of feeling like everything shifts around me instead of shifting with me. I just need a second to catch my breath, to feel stable, but this isn't that, you're right.
Hearing that, like, I think Argus wants to create. I know that we're outside of time right now, but there is kind of an urgency. And the move I used, it's a brief removal from the flow of time. And so.
Mm-hmm. And for narrative reasons, time is going to be still continuing outside.
And so I think he'll just do, like, fuck it. This is, we're in some random little universe. So he'll conjure. He'll kneel down to the ground and put his hand over the soil for a second. And as he pulls away, Anya, if you're looking, you'll see a small green sprout coming out of the ground. We're going to watch this sprout until it's grown and bloomed one flower. And that will be your time to pause. That is what I'm going to give you right now. And it's all I can before we have to go back into this torrent. Okay? Will you do that with me?
Anya sort of swallows and half smiles at Argus and nods and then takes a deep breath.
Yeah.
No, I won't do that with you.
Fuck. Come on.
Interesting.
Anya grabs Argus's hand and rushes towards the river. We don't have to wait. It's okay.
Well, I don't need any more. Yeah. We'll jump.
This felt like Argus was going to do an empathize role, but Anya, it actually sounds like now you're leading Flo. Maybe it is also empathize, because what is the goal? What are you trying to do running through towards this river?
That's what Argus said we had to do in terms of, like, getting back to things, waking up.
That's my
breaking through the lie. So the idea is to embrace the flow or defy it.
I think this is empathize. This is feel like your own emotions and feel each other's emotions. So since you're doing it, you have a standard effect. I think this is a controlled standard.
Empathize. And you're transcended, right? Or no?
Transcended. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. But this is a weird, like, you have great effect. This is your domain. Mm-hmm. So to position that, I suppose, effect, show the effect of that, because position's a different thing. I think Anya has standard effect.
Okay.
Okay. So transcendent, no?
Transcended, yes. Yes.
Okay. Bleepity bloop.
All right. Well, that is more ticks on your clock.
That's a five.
So you are at 4 out of 6. So that's a 5. Yep. So that's a mixed success. So I think the thing that happens is, like, you feel the rush of the water. How deep into this water are you going? You say river. Is it like a knee high river? Is it like ankle high? Is it neck high? Like, how deep is this river?
It's a deep river. I mean, okay. To hear it rushing, it would have to be going pretty fast, which would then imply it's probably not a very wide river, you know, like, for it to be
okay
rapid. Yeah.
So you get up to, like, maybe your waist or your chest, and you feel awake, but you still feel this dragging. You still feel this voice, Anya. It feels like it wants you to let go still, and you realize that there's something about this river. It's not just the river. It's not just Argus's river. This is a way to get back, but the thing is, you do have to fight a little bit. You realize you have to go towards where the river is coming from, but there is a drag. There is this feeling of just swim, just go with the river. Just let go and feel with, and go with the river. You know that is not what Argus wants you to do. but something or someone wants you to do that. That's what the last two ticks of the clock are going to represent. We're going to jump over while y'all think about what you want to do next. I'm assuming just go towards the river, but we're going to jump over to Ida and Tiffany. Mostly Tiffany. Tiffany, I just, you know, I will give you things that happen, but before I say anything that happens, how are you feeling? What are you doing?
I mean, I think Tiffany's kind of panicked right now.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of people in a strange trance. Their eyes are all glowing red. There's a person who just put Ida in a similar state behind a strange bubble. And Tiffany is feeling really a lot of, especially her eclipse right now. You are not what they need you to be. Could not be more felt right now. But that's,
are you just like freezing up?
Like, I think she's still trying to get through to Ida, but she's also watching the person who put her in this trance, kind of dividing her attention between the two.
Are you trying to connect with Ida in some way?
Any way she can, though she has no supernatural powers to rely on, so she's trying to think about how, you know, Ida has these powers, maybe she can try and do something with that, so she's resting her head against Ida's forehead while also looking over to Nara periodically. She's whispering to her, she's stroking her hair and her face, just doing anything to try and connect with her. Get through to whatever's going on.
Do you want to give me a risky, limited empathize roll?
Sure. I'm amazing at those.
You're slightly good at everything. You have a
it's
one.
It's true.
In
I'm not bad at anything.
Right. You're never going to roll 2d6 and take the lowest.
No. I made a very active effort to make sure that that wasn't the case. Nothing happened again.
Do you want me to roll it?
Yeah.
Oh, yours came through. And I'm glad because I rolled yours and I rolled a 2 for you, but you rolled a 5, and obviously we're going to take your roll.
I'm much happier with the 5, so it just takes about 5 seconds for my rolls to register, apparently. Cool.
Good, great. I'm going to do a little thing in the background that you currently can't see. You see that there's two things that happen. Here's the risky result. Everyone's eyes are glowing red. You said you put your head against Ida's forehead. Like, are you face to face? Are you like?
I mean, yeah, absolutely face to face. I'm probably okay, moving a little bit so that it doesn't take a lot of movement for me to check on Nara. But yes, absolutely.
But you can see Ida's eyes. In fact, you can probably quite feel the glow, almost this heat coming off of Ida's eyes, strangely. And even if you had your eyes closed as you're doing this, though it sounds like you don't, you see that the red of Ida's eyes switches briefly back to a white, and you can see there's like a twitch in her cheek. You see like her fingers sort of like twitching as well. Then you see her grit her teeth and her eyes change to a purple instead. And that is when, instead of being emotionless, there is this smile on her face that you have never seen a smile like this from Ida. It is not one of kindness. It is a maliciousness. And you hear a voice that is both Ida's and not Ida's.
Oh, I didn't think you would be here, Athena. I see you and Canapor have been busy. Did you miss me?
Who's Canapor?
Ida, gestures over to Nara.
Is this our first meeting for you?
That depends on who you are.
You can just think of me as family.
Tiffany looks extraordinarily confused and also scared.
Yeah, fair enough. I think she's gonna take herself away from you and walk towards Nara / Canapor and the bubble. She's going to reach out towards the bubble, and a moment before her hand gets to the bubble, you see her other hand like grasps her own wrist, and you can like see she's, even though she's not necessarily directly facing you, she like doubles over in pain and her eyes go back to white. And now you hear just Ida's voice and she says, "No, no, stop. Tiffany, run." And then you see her hand goes slack again. And
I mean, I'm going to, you know, be really clever and thoughtful here. And I'm just going to try and grab the hand that's reaching out then, because Ida doesn't want that to happen.
Yeah, everyone's like, run away. And everyone's like, no.
Basically, every single person, not everyone. Leanne was told to run. And then she did go and grab everyone and run.
Yeah, that's true.
And Reinhold was told to run, and he did. So some people, us,
and
listened.
Yeah, this feels like another empathize. And I think Ida's gonna give you the help action here. I think that's what it is. So you can either take a +1d or standard effect instead of limited. It is gonna be another risky.
No desperate rolls for me.
No. Do you want it to be a desperate roll?
I mean, it means I get experience, but it also means things could go worse. So, you know,
I'll give you a desperate roll.
I'll take the not desperate roll. I'll take the risky roll.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Risky, limited, and then either give yourself a +1 or greater effect. Which is standard effect, not great effect. I mean, you could always just take a poison promise.
Yeah, I've already taken one of those.
You can always take more.
It's true. We are going to push ourselves. We're going to chill at 7 of 8 stress.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take standard effect and have a bonus die. If I roll 2 ones right now.
Ooh, all right.
That's
there
four and
we
a
go.
Five.
It's a
okay.
4 and a 5. Always good to have that second die. I'm going to do a little thing here in the background. So you take Ida, you take the hand that's trying to stop her wrist.
Yo, I'm trying to take the hand that's trying to be stopped. It's clear Ida doesn't want that to happen, so I am trying to stop it.
You see again this like slackness turns back into a fighting, and the hand that was reaching out, the fingers curl into themselves, not quite in a fist, but like it was reaching out, and you can see this retraction of the hand as the other hand is gripping that wrist, and you can see her eyes turning back to white, and she's like gritting her teeth, and she's like, "I won't let you hurt Tiffany." And you can see the beginnings of her transformation trying to form, but it's only on the wrist that's stopping the other. You can see the iron bracelet that had blocked the dagger starting to like form in terms of like a golden, almost shining into effect, like it's burning itself into reality in a golden light that dulls into an iron bracelet. And it is slowly, like another one around her neck is forming also, but even slower. And you can see that there is this resistance, this like resistance to transformation. But yeah, you can see like whatever you're doing, it's working. Do you want to give me one more roll?
Sure. There is no time for anything a little bit more thoughtful. So my good rolls are out, and that's fine. Maybe I'm trying to actually physically haul her away from Nara and insert myself between the two of them. So I was thinking perhaps defy, but your call.
Yeah,
that
sounds
be.
Defy. No, that sounds right. You're facing opposition head on. So when you say you're dragging her, how are you? You're like putting yourself between her and just like pushing, leaning into her, or
like
are you pulling her back into you, or like sideways?
I'm grabbing her from behind and then trying to kind of spin to trade places a little bit. Presumably,
yeah,
she will spin around in my hands, and I'm envisioning a perverse, twisted version of the dance they did earlier, you know?
Ooh, I love that. Yes. So this is going to be another, you know what? Fuck it. This is going to be a desperate limited. Ida's going to give you a help, though. I would say you should use it to get a +1d. It will make
no
difference otherwise. Yeah.
It's all on the line here, huh?
Do you want to like, let's see, do you have any links? You have a link with Argus that you could spend to try and push yourself again. Or you could get a poison promise. could always get a poison promise.
I'm thinking about it. I really am.
I'll tell you what the poison promise is going to be if you want to take it. Nara's going to break the bubble.
Ooh, I mean, that's going to happen sooner or later anyway. So, you know, like, yeah, I'm not right? really gonna doing happen anything sooner or wrong. Later.
Yeah, no, you're doing, nothing's wrong. Yeah, there's this no, is nothing wrong.
There's uh-huh. no problems with that. I can see no yeah? downsides. Okay. No, I can see tons of downsides. That
no,
is
but
sarcasm.
Are you
going to
take it? Are you going to take it? Okay, great. You get plus two bonus dice then.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. The third die is the five after two fails. Holy.
That is why you take the poison promise. That's a 2, a 1, and a 5. Oh my god. Whoa. Okay. We're gonna come back to you in a second, because this is gonna be great. Argus and Anya.
Okay.
Are you trying to get back to reality?
Yeah. So Argus is also gonna join Anya into the river. He is a lot shorter than Anya, so I'm sure he's just like, you know, up to his neck in the water.
Anya's helping to keep you above water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's shouting above the sound of the river. I'm imagining he's like seeing you looking down river, just kind of thinking, you know, like, what if you're still kind of conflicted, right? Like, do I just go with let it take me or whatever? Argus is gonna grab onto you, mostly because he's also trying not to get washed away. Listen, we have to go back, and not just for reasons for you. There are things going on that I need you for. Okay, okay, you need to trust me. Come under the water with me, and he'll let go and just kind of let himself sink down. And see if you'll come as well.
Anya smiles and follows after.
Once we're under the water, he's going to open his mind to you. And he's going to show Anya some of his vision of the future.
Oh, fucking let's go. Let's fucking go. We're doing it.
He's not going to show anything of Tiffany's. Obviously, he's going to try to hide her involvement. But he wants Anya to smell the smoke, to hear the boots walking in unison, to see the flag of this new group.
I mean, what would this flag be?
Or an emblem. It doesn't really have to be a flag, but pretty much an indicator of what this group is. Sure. It's a shield. And
oh,
we
yes,
haven't decided exactly what it looks like, but it could be, I'm imagining like kind of a, is it a heater shield?
It's like a like, 3-point shield, yeah, if I recall.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Argus is
probably
gonna
safe to say blue factors in at least significantly. Mm,
good, good. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm imagining there's like shouting, like sounds of fear and things like that. It's a scene that is upsetting to experience.
And neither of you have been to the city, I believe.
No, I don't
think
so.
Yeah, I don't
so.
Think Anya knows exactly what you're trying to show with it.
Yeah, and pretty much he'll say show, like, this may yet come to pass. You hear like his voice echoing in your mind.
This sounds like express.
Yeah.
Which I know because you're actually transcended, you have two in.
Yes. And I also have.
This is.
I'm also. I get increased effect because I'm in my.
You do. Yes. So this is going to be great effect. Okay. So this is a risky great. I'm going to give the same advice to you that I gave to Cam, which is, I'm going to say you could have taken either greater effect or a plus 1D. Effect here is actually not going to make a difference. So I would suggest take a plus 1D, and it's a risky standard.
Okay. Risky standard. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
That's a 1 and a 2 and a 3.
No, 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 no.
A 1, a 2, a 3.
No.
Fuck.
Oh,
well, that's,
fuck.
The dice
that's
not like
a very upsetting moment.
My big narrative
for this
swing for that. Okay. Fuck me, I guess.
Do you overshare more than you intended?
Yeah. You see a little too much.
That is actually a great thing. I'm going to fill this clock, but I don't think you want it to fill at this moment.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is you try and hide what it was. But Anya, you see Tiffany in the future wearing this emblem. and you see the confidence in her, and you see this outfit that she's wearing that you've never seen, and you also see that she has an aura around her, and what you wake up to is what happens next with Ida and Tiffany. Tiffany, Ida's transformation takes hold. You spin Ida around like you did in the dance. The ringlet around her neck and around her wrist connects together in a chain where she pulls her wrist up to her neck and pulls it away and sort of drags a chain out of it, and then does it with the other arm and drags a chain out of it. And from these chains, a gold overtakes her body, and her body transforms into this familiar outfit that you've seen before, the cat lady-like outfit. But the thing is, this energy goes into you in some way. I would love if you transcended in this moment.
Could you
share that?
Let's do it.
You just saved her, and only you could have done it. This is when Anya and Argus come back. This is what Anya sees immediately after seeing this exact thing in a vision of the future. No idea what you did or if you're involved in some way, but you were there and there was a burning city. Please.
So there's a gold light that overtakes Tiffany. It is blindingly bright. It hurts just to look at. And when it clears, when you can see her again, she stands tall and confident in a blue gown that is slightly Greek in its flavoring, with a gold circlet on her crown and gold thin wire bracelets on her wrists and golden high strappy sandals up to her knee and her hair cascading down in beautiful waves, far better controlled than she's ever been able to manage, even with people's help. She looks confident and composed. She feels strange, but she stands tall and certain in a way that you have never seen Tiffany stand before.
And it is the four of you, two of you on one side of Nara and two of you on the other. You can face each other, and in that moment, the bubble pops and Nara is out. She goes from this meditative stance to dropping back to her feet in a crouch with a mute, motionless look on her face, and summons two more ice daggers and cuts the air and leaps into what is essentially a portal that she is now able to make at full power now that she is out of the bubble. She is gone for a moment. You don't know where she's gone or what she's doing. What do you do?
Mostly Tiffany's looking down at herself.
Anya looks at Tiffany with shock, and then it sort of dawns, and they look at Argus with an inquisitive, this is familiar. What is this?
I think Argus is just like shaking his head and like kind of indicating like not now, or like, you know, don't. And also just like, oh, he feels such fear now that he realizes what you've seen, and regret.
And you have a clear vision of it, Anya. It is not cloudy in your mind. You know what you saw, and it feels real.
If Argus is looking with the kind of dread, it's going to start to dawn on Anya something isn't right.
So it's gotten dark out, so all the light from the roof has gone, which, you know, the lights were going out earlier and there was still some visibility. It's night now, and the lights shut off and they do not come back on. And the only light that is left in the room are the red eyes of the tranced people who are not moving. But the other thing that happens is you hear a noise, vroom, that was very similar to Nara cutting a portal with her ice daggers, but you can't figure out where it is.
Is Tiffany still glowing?
Yeah, you have an aura. You have the ability to fly if you want.
I have the ability to fly if I want?
That's a you player thing.
I mean, if I can fly, I'm not going to turn down flight. That's sick. What?
So we have a chandelier. We have some light.
You have, like, no light.
Oh, I'm joking. I'm saying Tiffany's glowing. Becoming a chandelier.
Oh,
she
sorry.
Starts to flow.
Actually, that is true. It's like, the four of your auras have some light, but there is a matter of it is not lighting up the room. But you can see each other because of this. You can see the four of each other in this darkness. It is just a pitch black, but all of you are as if there's like a stage light on you. And you're just looking at each other. And Ida is looking in awe at you, Tiffany.
She is going to look at Ida and look at Argus and Anya and just, is this what it feels like?
You get no response from Argus, but he is looking at you.
We should probably deal with Nara.
Can anybody see her?
Yeah, here's the thing that happens is I think you ask, like, is this what it feels like? Ida's just, like, breathtaken, like, doesn't know how to respond to this, but has, like, this grin. This, like, it's not like the malicious grin of before. It is a familiar grin. It is a loving grin. It is this, like, overwhelmed with love grin. And that's when you hear the voom and you see her face, like her eyes go wide and she shoves you away from herself. And you see that Nara like smashes down from above you, like was about to hit you and is now coming around to stab you with one of the knives.
That would be when Anya kind of snaps to and throws one of the ephemeral wrecking bells to try and protect the newly transcended Tiffany. Anya has snapped right into combat mode. Like, I don't need to know what's going on. Argus, you got some splaining to do, but it's go time, baby.
Who's doing what? This sounds like there's potential for a group action, and it sounds like Anya could be leading it.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Probably Defy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what else would this be?
This is just a full-on action sequence.
You icy bitch, I'm not going to let you hurt my friends. And I think it's about time someone puts you back in your place.
Tiffany sounds a lot less composed, probably makes noise like, wah! As she walks back from the knife.
Hey, Anya, as one, when you lead a group action or receive an assist while transcended, you briefly incorporate others into your harmony. You may roll the highest action rating among all participants instead of your own action rating. It's still a two. However, what does incorporating others into your harmony mean?
I think that means the intent is clear. It's like that, okay, we need to contain, we need to work together. There is nothing to focus on but to get through this. It's sort of that, like, power of will to work as one. No hesitation. Maybe in this circumstance, it's pulling Ida and Argus's attention to the threat and also, like, shaking Tiffany into focus. Like, yeah, cool, you've transcended. We need to make sure you don't die now. So it's
shortest
getting everyone
lived transcendence.
To... Yeah, getting everyone to focus on the same target.
Hell yeah. And it just feel you just like can feel each other, this harmony running through you. And this is this group action. Can all of you roll Defy, please? This is a, you know what? Fuck it. This is a desperate great. Everyone take experience in sun.
Yo, that's a six, baby.
Uh-huh. And now we just need Anya. Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, well, it's a six. There's no stress taken. It's a great, so let me do a little thing behind the scenes. This is just a coordinated effort of, like, Nara is, like, at this point, it's just full-on magical girl anime fighting happening. You can know at this point, her powers have to do with, like, water and space because she is cutting through reality and moving in and out, weaving with like this expert precision. But, you know, there's four of you. You're like coordinating. What are the powers that you're using? Like, how are you making sure to catch Nara in this moment? Things aren't over, but you have the upper hand at the moment.
I have a question. So we all have our powers, and so far they've mostly been metaphysical in their manifestation, right? Like, there hasn't been a lot of physical stuff showing up because of the abilities. So it would be a bit of a change, but would perhaps it work if, you know, as the knife is coming towards her, Tiffany kind of moves her arm to bat it away, and a shield appears that matches the shape of the one that's in sigil to bat the knife away as she backs
away?
Yeah,
I mean, you're not the only one who could do physical things. You are now seeing Ida in full force. Ida is summoning chains and, like, using these chains to, like, as whips to, like, whip out and try and grab things and pull things towards her. She's, like, about to stab you, and, like, you have your shield up, and then she throws the other knife through a portal, and it's coming from the other side of you, and Ida, like, whips it out of the air with a chain. You are, like, fully coordinated. Nara's summoning ice daggers. There's physical things that are happening.
Hell yeah.
We are in the realm of magic.
Plus, we also get the, in case there was any doubt in Anya's mind, now she has confirmation of the shield connecting the two.
Mm-hmm. 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 It's the same shield, of course. I love this.
Obviously it's the same shield.
What are Argus and Anya, what does fighting look like for you?
Well, nothing's getting thrown at me, right?
There are things that are Nara's like summoning these at like an intense rate. It's just one after the other, after the other, after the other. But because of this coordinated effort, because of Anya guiding all of you, you are keeping up.
I'd imagine Argus would start barreling towards Nara, but would be like dodging things as they came at him by just like flashing from like left to right, mm-hmm. like disappearing the minute something. And, like, showing up in another space, pretty much.
Yeah. And Anya?
Anya is hurling giant wrecking, well, not giant, but those shimmery light bells-like maces in an attack to sort of keep the pressure on as Argus goes to getting close and...
Saw these when you were corrupted, like long ago, but these are not the corrupted versions.
No, these are akin to that bubble that was protecting everyone from when Ida was transcending. These are shimmering, and as they fly through the air, they're making that ringing sound of bells. It's almost as if composing a song through combat. And I think it's keeping that rhythm for everyone else to be in synchronization with.
And I think the position you get Nara into, I think at some point, like, Argus, you're coming up from the front and you, like, blink out of time and you blink behind her and you, like, have her in, like, like a wrestling hold where your arms are, like, holding her arms to either side so she, like, can't move. The three of you are in front, Anya, Tiffany, and Ida, and, like, this is your opportunity. Can you give me another defy unless you want to do something else? This is now a risky instead of a desperate situation.
She's temporarily restrained. Let's see if we can talk. She hasn't done much to indicate an interest in talking, so it might be better to try and knock her unconscious. So,
is that what Tiffany is going to try and do?
I think so, yeah.
As you go to strike her, Anya's going to grab your hand and be like, no, we need to figure out how this works first. Something is connecting whatever this is to Nara. This isn't her.
Yeah, I'm trying to knock her unconscious.
But what about all the other people? The choir? This isn't just one person.
Maybe they'll return to normal if this connection is broken?
Fine. Go ahead.
This feels like a perceive or analyze.
Those are the same for me. So, I mean, I'll do analyze because that's who she is.
Is this a group action? If so, mm-hmm. Who's leading it? Anya, are you leading it again?
Well, if we're trying to analyze beforehand, then yeah, it would be something that Anya's trying to do to figure out how things actually work. But
yeah, okay. Who is helping with this? Is it a group action? Argus, Tiffany?
If it's a group action, I will absolutely be part of this. I'm looking around, analyzing best I can.
Mm-hmm.
Does one or the other help with Anya's perks slash abilities?
I mean, you're restraining. Yeah. You're restraining her, so you're allowing us to have that.
That's
space.
Definitely helping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that this helps as a group action. So I think this is perceive. Here's the thing, though. Anya, you're going to roll 2 because, Sonette, you look to Athena and you can feel through the harmony this perceptive power. So you're going to roll with 2d6 just as a base. And it is a risky, risky great. All right. So
again.
At the very minimum, you have a mixed success.
Thank goodness, because that's a pair
take
of threes.
One stress.
I guess I'll burn my last link with Argus to clear 2 of my stress.
When you do that, someone else also clears 2 stress.
Who's more stressed?
I don't like Anya. Handle.
Yeah.
Anya, clear a stress.
Gain 1, clear 2. Kairos rolled a 1, which would have been a second stress you gain. However, you have the move synchronized, which means when leading, you at most take 1 stress when rolls are failed. So this is a mixed success. So there is going to be a risky consequence, but this was a gather information. We can treat it as a gather information roll, or I can just like give you information if there isn't a question you would want to ask and have follow up on. You can use any of your playbooks if you want.
I think the most obvious is how are X and Y connected? How is Nara and whatever this power connected?
Like, excellent
good
question.
Choice. Yes.
Well, they're freshly connected is the thing that's happened. And they're connected in a way that's overwhelming. You didn't see this. But Argus, you would have seen something very similar to this in your flashback when you saw, like your literal flashback, when you saw a young Ida and Ida's sibling. You saw something, this very overwhelming power happen. There's an echo even of what happened to Ida in the lower levels. This connecting of overwhelming power feeding into a person. And through this, you know that this isn't actually Nara. You, Anya, were the only one to observe the intermediary stage of this corruption. You saw Nara transcended without the corruption. It was a shimmery, light blue sky dress, like this shimmery red blood moon-like flowing dress was actually like a clear sky blue. And there was confusion. So you know that this isn't Nara. Any follow-up questions?
Yeah.
How can we sever the connection?
What is linking Nara with whatever is controlling her now?
Which one am I answering?
I want to know what it is.
You want to know what it is? There's things that just click into place for you. When you were in whatever that liminal space was with Argus, there is this wind, and you were kind of out of it when you felt that. But now that you're reflecting on that, you really know that it was something moving by. What it was, what this connection is, what you realize in this moment, whatever it is, somehow there is a sentience behind this, because something is not only looking through time like Argus can do. Something is physically moving through time. And what is happening is this transcendence are beacons. They're guides.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. So whatever this is, there is a sentience that is using transcendence and the creation of transcendence as a way to move through time. Like a ship moving through the night using buoys and lighthouses, using them as guides to guide them through this otherwise impossible task. Now, the specifics of what it is, you know, you don't know the specifics, but you know that there is some massive power behind this. You know that there is some intention behind this. This is not purely a force of nature. It is a force of nature, but it is a force of nature as a consequence of intended actions.
There is a will behind it. Understood.
There is a will behind it. Hopefully that answers your question.
It does. And I think also it not being Nara and coming from being transcended is what Anya is going to try to communicate with everyone else through that bond of acting as one, but I don't know how well that would work through it.
I'm still on knock her out, I think.
Do you want to do one more team defy? I will say, if you get a crit, you're done.
Well, that's good, because this is my last transcendence pip.
If you want to do a group action and go all out and cross your fingers for a crit, Anya, if you lead an action, you take sixes from separate rolls and count them as crits.
Yeah. I think we're going to sever the connection. Yeah.
All right. Give me a group defy. Who's pushing yourself? Poison promise. It's up to you to go all out or not.
I'm going
to
push myself.
You
know,
yeah.
Which will put me to 9 or to 8 out of 8 stress. So
all
it'll
right,
be time
we'll come
to roll eclipse
back
after
to
that.
You. And Argus, are you going along with this plan? So all of you have one action left. You know, I'm going to say what it is another desperate great. So everyone who is rolling can mark one in sun.
Great. I'll do that. I'm taking 2 stress. I'll roll defy.
And Athena added 1. Mm-hmm. You push. And then Sinet, you added nothing. You didn't add anything.
This is risky, right?
This is a desperate great. So
desperate.
Everyone marks sun.
I'm going to take a poison promise as well.
Your poison promise is that I think there's a bitterness towards Argus for holding this, because you are now seeing the danger of transcendence, and Argus knew about this.
It's pretty apt, yes.
All right, you can go ahead and take that then. All right, that is at the very... Oh!
Fuck yes!
Oh no! Oh god, so close to a crit though.
We'll still take the 6 though.
You're so close though. You are at 10 out of 12 on Nara's clock. I think what this is like, Argus, as you're holding Nara, you feel her twist in your arms and her legs do sort of a spin in a circle, creating the kind of portal that she was cutting with her knives under her, and she slips out of your arms and falls into the portal. And then you hear another sound of whoom from above you, and you hear her falling from above you now.
He's gonna try to pull back and blink backwards like maybe 4 feet or something and see if she hits the ground and try to get on top of her again. Or at least get a hold of her.
She lands and you dash out of the way with your time blinking and try to dash back to her. And as you get to her, she is already cutting another portal and disappears just before you can grab her. And Tiffany, she appears behind you. What do you do?
I'm going to fly abruptly, just like 2 feet to the side, and swing around with the shield out to try and catch her knives midair. Maybe see if I can disarm her, knock them out of the way.
She throws her knives at you that you block with your shield, and it sounds like you're sweeping the shield into her.
I will deflect the knives and then try to hit her just like in the head with the shield.
Right before the shield hits her in the head, she sort of like goes sideways like a handstand, but sideways on your shield. Pushes off of it and launches herself through another portal feet first. Anya, she comes through another portal to your side feet first and is going to kick you in the head. What do you do?
Anya lifts one hand and materializes one of those sort of bells to block the kick and sort of try to redirect some of that momentum, with the other hand bringing it down into sort of a smash, trying to knock Nara out of the sky and into the ground.
You bring your wrecking bell down on her and she's like caught by it, but at the last second, right before smashing into the ground, she cuts another portal into the ground and disappears into it right as you either can pull your wrecking bell back or it just falls into the portal a little bit before it is rejected by it. She comes up from the floor using the momentum of going down and throws another dagger at Tiffany, but Ida launches a chain and catches the dagger and whips it around back at Nara, and Nara again catches it and then uses it to disappear. Argus as Nara comes back around to try and get you from a running start a little bit, throwing dagger after dagger after dagger at you. Tell me how you pin her more and more.
He'll probably take a few hits to make it seem like she's getting an advantage as she's coming towards him. At the very last second, I think he'll rip off his cape and kind of use it to wrap around either her body or head. You know, it's a very small cape, and half cape thing, but he's just using it to blind her for a second. And if she does try to use another portal, he'll try to jam his hand or leg into it or something to see if that would interrupt the closing or opening of it.
You block her path from escaping as she does try to escape, and that momentary hesitation from her allows you to get her wrapped up enough that is slowing her movement.
As Argus restrains her, Anya is going to throw one of the wrecking balls, not attached to anything, as if someone's shot putting a fucking bowling ball right into Nara's chest to try and, like, knock her down, or at the very least take advantage of that restraint that Argus is currently doing.
You throw your wrecking bell at her chest, and it takes everything in her to, like, summon essentially not an ice dagger, but, like, an ice stalactite, and, like, pierces your bell at the last second, but you can see that you've drawn her full attention and she's no longer paying attention to anything but you, which gives you, Tiffany, the opportunity to knock her out. How do you do it?
Probably just swoop up into the air behind her and come down shield first, just like back of the head, take her out.
And I think she is about to notice you at the last second and tries to run to the side, but you see chains on either side of her appear and she can't escape as your shield comes down on top of her and she is knocked out. However, do you see what Tiffany saw earlier? The eyes go from a red to a purple. The same grin that was on Ida's face is now on Nara's face. This battle isn't over, but it is close. You've knocked Nara out, but it is not Nara anymore. And you can see Nara's power absolutely skyrocket.
Oh, and we're all no longer transcended.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe Ida still is. But
you don't have to use actions. You could use words.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Remember, you did this before as Tiffany. And you are now Tiffany, Anya, and Argus once more. Who wants to give me a risky standard something?
Well, I mean, if we're going to try and use words, before we try and make a roll, it might be good to spend a minute talking just to figure out who this person mm-hmm. is a little bit more.
What if we try to lie to her?
I mean... Oh?
I have 2 points in conceal. Can't I just be like, listen, the wind and the whatever, they don't want you to do this.
But this isn't Nara.
That's actually really good, though.
I speak for the trees or whatever, you know?
You speak for the trees. Shut up.
Lorax one.
Argus goes full Lorax.
Yeah.
Yeah, Argus, can you just say, like...
What is it again? The wind and the tide?
Yeah, wind and the tide, Anemone and Pyleria.
Right. In the name of Anemone and Pyleria, we beseech you to hear our words and sit with us in concert, in a sacred parley or something, you know?
Give me conceal as you lie through your teeth about this belief that you're like, yes, we're with you.
That was sounding so, so proper and...
Yeah.
Impressive until you ended it with or something, you know?
Or something, you know? And yeah.
Or something, you know?
What do we got? So risky, desperate?
Risky standard.
Also, I do need to roll Eclipse.
You do. So you go ahead and do that. We'll see how that goes.
That's a 6. A 4
full
and a 3.
Full success. So let's just see. Full success. All right. Both full successes. So that's a 6-4-3 for the conceal. Full success. That's a 2-6-4-1. You get a plus one. Oh, wait. Why do you get a plus one?
I took Indomitable for my transcended. Oh, I'm no longer.
You're no longer. That's fine. We'll take.
But it was,
you don't,
it was
you don't
from
use the
my
one.
Last...
You got a 6 in the first 3.
It's true.
That's what we're going to take. You fill this clock. And you see, it's not the gritting teeth that Ida had, but there's this inquisitive face that, like, takes Nara back over. Nara's, like, floating in the air at this point, a thing she hasn't done until being taken over. And you see this power, like, flickers out, and it's just her in the air. And she just goes, Anemone? Pyleria? And passes out and falls from the air. Who catches her? Or anyone? If not, Ida's gonna catch her.
If not Ida, then Anya would definitely try, but...
Let's have Anya do it then. You're close enough. Anya catches Nara.
Kind of a diving, like, scoop and collapse on the floor. Like, fuck.
And the light completely goes out except for Ida's transformation. You start to hear shuffling noises, people waking up confused. It's pitch black still. Light hasn't come back. And it's the middle of night.